You said Mary was married around him.
Yeah.
Any of the other, your other brothers and sisters married?
I don't know where they married accidentally.
Yeah. Well, then how long did you guys own the store over there?
What do you wish they'd been a long time?
Yeah.
Just a long time.
What? Then your dad, did he get married again?
Yeah, he married again. Well, he had another woman. I don't know if they married or not. He's got somebody.
Yeah.
And those kids didn't like her.
He didn't like her too much. Did they move an olive hill then?
They moved an olive hill when they went to Florida, so I stayed down there. And every place my dad go, he had a business down in Florida.
Oh, he did? Whereabouts in Florida?
I don't know what part. And see, I was living in Fortune. Me and my husband, we left Kentucky, we went to Fortune, and I lived in Fortune for him.
Yeah.
And he come to visit me. But he didn't bring her with me.
Yeah. What made him decide to go to Florida?
He liked to travel. He went to Wisconsin to see his brother and everywhere.
Oh, he did?
He loved to travel.
How'd they travel around then? On a train?
On a train.
Yeah. Well, how long was he in Florida then?
He must have stayed down there a couple of years. I think he bought a grocery store, said he had a store.
Huh.
And then he come back to Olive Hill and he passed away. He had three homes on Olive Hill.
Yeah.
A lot of money, I think.
Did he work any place but he lived in Olive Hill there at the end? Or?
No, he didn't work no more. He had left to live.
Yeah. Well,
but he didn't sit around. He might have done something that I didn't know nothing about. I don't know.
Yeah.
He never sat. He took sick and had kidney trouble and everything. Was in the hospital.
Yeah. He did a lot of preaching when he was young, didn't he?
Yeah, he eat dinner on me the 25th. Wait a minute. He eat dinner with me the 12th. The 12th of August, and he died the 25th.
Huh.
And I said, I'd always just say, man, I said, Dad, we lived over here, we used to live on her. I said, if you give me that old farm down there and that big house, I'd come back to Kentucky and live.
Yeah.
And I tried to bum him out of it, but he wouldn't do it. I was just asking for what he wanted.
Yeah. Was your dad one of the richest of his family? I mean, you know, most well off?
No, they all worked hard. They all had a real good living. My dad had a good living. Where my dad made it when we got in the store and the post office, you know, you could count on that every month you got your money.
Yeah.
And back then it amounted to an awful lot then. Now you take $15 a month now and you couldn't buy nothing with
it. Yeah.
Things are so much different than they are now.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of different.
He
wasn't no millionaire, just had real good and plenty, didn't want for nothing.
Yeah. Where'd you guys buy your house from, the old log house?
I don't know where it was, always there, I don't remember. And they was one up above that far, you know. And when they first got married, Mom, they lived up above that.
They did?
When you went to that log house, they was a road just right straight on up about a... Imagine half a mile, and there was a pretty log house up there. But my brother got it, and they said he burnt the house down.
On purpose?
No, just wanted to burn it down. There was a big log house here in the room up above, and the kitchen behind it.
Yeah.
And they said then a big garden and a well, and everyone went dry. And that was real good living back then, if you had that. You was
doing
good. You just can't hardly... realized how things has changed, you know.
And your dad and mom lived there when they first got married in the little house on back up there.
Yeah, and then they moved down to this other house where you see.
Well, I wonder if that's where your Grandpa Porter lived. Did they live with him right when they first got married?
No, they come there and they cleared that out. I guess they stayed with someone until they got him a house built.
He might have stayed with his dad until he started?
Yeah, he might. Uh-huh.
I bet that's where they live, right back up there. Because see, they were married in 1884, right? Mm-hmm. And Andrew Porter died in 1888. Mm-hmm. And his wife had already died. Mm-hmm. So they might just be there.
They probably do too about a home. You know, back there, if you had a bed and a stove and just lived very little, they didn't have carpets of human housekeeping.
Yeah.
And I can remember them. I was living down there, we rented that house up there when someone got married, and they just had a cheered cup of cheer and a bed and a stove. Well, there was no fireplace, they weren't housekeeping. Now, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be a good way to live, just sweep the dirt out and leave the door open.
Oh yeah, did you ever hear your dad talk about he had a younger sister named Emma?
You said that on that. I never knew he had that. He just had two sisters.
Never heard of her.
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know what happened to her. She never got married. She must have died. But in 1880, you know, in the census, you can look up the census, find the old records. Your dad was living with his dad, and then Emma was living there. And then there was the oldest sister who was still living. She hadn't gotten married yet. She was 30 years old.
Well, that must have died when she was small, didn't she, Emma?
I guess it must have died sometime a few years before your dad was married, or right in that time.
I never did hear her name. Only two I have is Aunt Mary named Martha on his side.
Yeah, that's the only one you ever heard
of.
Well, your dad had six sisters altogether. He had, let's see, the oldest one was named Nancy Jane, and she was Levi. Let's see, I can tell you what I found.
Well, they must have died when they were small, didn't they?
Well, some of them moved away. See, Levi Porter, he was the oldest one.
Yeah, I know, Uncle Levi's.
And then the next one was Nancy Jane, and she never got married, and I guess she must have died sometime when she was up in her 30s. Because she was living there at home, you know, in 1880 with, you know, your grandpa Porter, mm-hmm. and her and your dad, and then the youngest Emma, they were living there. And then there was Elizabeth Porter was next, and she married a Hunt, and they were married back in Virginia, and they moved down by Bowling Green, Kentucky. And so, you know, the families lost contact there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Steve was next. And then there was one named Cena. She married a Brown, and they lived in Carter County up through 1900, but then she died back about 1880-something. And then the Browns moved away, and so that's why they lost contact with that family.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elwick was next, and then Mary. She married George Dwelly, and they lived in Robertson County.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Porters, they moved over to Robertson County.
Yeah, Aunt Mary and Uncle George, I remember that.
You remember them?
I've heard them talk to them. I never seen them.
They said your dad used to go out there to Robertson County and preach barn revivals, him and Steve. Yeah. She's got a daughter-in-law living that's 82 years old, I think. And she lives in Robertson County, Mount Olivet, Kentucky. And she told me about it. She remembered John and Steve coming out there preaching the revival. And I talked to another lady. She said Mary Dwelly used to get up there in church and start spinning in circles, swinging her arms out, and she was afraid she was going to hit her. Let's see, then there was Jim, your Uncle Jim was next, and then your dad, and then there was that Emma. She was the youngest. And they were all born in Grayson County, Virginia.
Well,
your dad and all of them.
Only one, two. I just always sort of had two aunts on that side.
Yeah.
Probably if we could kept that old Bible, their names might have been in touch, you know.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Elwick had a son named Charlie Porter.
Yeah, I know Charlie. Mm-hmm.
Well, he had all this written down, so he'd heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a lot older, you know.
Well, he's dead, ain't he?
Yeah. Yeah, there's just Uncle Everett's living. Charlie's brother, Uncle Everett. He's 87. And then Harlan and Irene, they're living. And your Uncle Steve's got a daughter living, Jewel Shanks.
Where's she living?
Let's see, she lives in Arizona in the winter, and in the summer she lives in Wisconsin.
Well,
she's up in her 80s, 86 or something like that. And then your Uncle Jim, he's got two kids living. I just went and saw Kate, his daughter Kate. She's 91 years old. She lives in Middletown, Ohio.
Well,
and Sarah, the youngest.
Sarah, yeah. Now, Sturie's more down. She's young.
Yeah, she's about your age. Let's see. I've got the birthday. Yeah, she was born in 1902. Mm-hmm. And she's living out in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to her on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I guess that's all of your cousins that are living that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe one of these daughters has some living.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How come you get started on that?
I don't know.
I wondered about that.
I don't know. We went around one day looking at all these cemeteries, looking at all the names.
Oh, I tell you, if my oldest grandson had time now, he'd love that. Oh, he loves to go to an old cemetery, and he's the only one. See, Ruthie married. That's and
she your only daughter?
Yeah, I had two daughters, one passed away back, and. Her husband got killed in the service, and this John that made that, there's his picture out over there. And he never seen his dad. And he'll go to these old cemeteries, he can get a chance, he works all the time there. And he'll just look, and he likes stuff like that, just enjoy it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But he's went up to Columbus today, he's not at home, he lives out southwest.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. Not home today.
Your daughter's husband passed away.
He never, and Ruth had the baby, and John never seen his daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she's married again. I'm married young. He's young now, and she's got some children.
Oh, I see.
And she teaches school. She teaches school. But John just loves anything like that. He'll just listen, and just enjoys like everything. It's what you enjoy, you do. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he live at home?
John? Yeah. Yeah, he's married. He's got three children.
He doesn't live with his mom now.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He has a place out there. He's a psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He went to college. He went to serve the Army and went through this ROTC and Boy Scouts and all that stuff.
Do you have his address?
Oh, yeah.
Did I write it down? I'm getting addresses of some of the relatives. Are any of your other grandkids living away from home?
Yeah, they're all away. Two of them.
Do you have their addresses also?
No. John McHenry, South Webster.
Is his last name McHenry?
McHenry.
He lives in South Webster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You couldn't find his address, or?
I don't know what his box number. Would that be in the phone book?
I don't think so. He just got a box number.
Well, I don't know. I guess he has, but I don't know his box number.
South Webster, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your other grandkids?
Well, one of them, there's two of them, I don't have their address. They're in Mississippi.
Do you know what town?
I believe I might have that, yes.
Well, okay. I know I got a letter from your daughter, she wrote back to me. I don't think I asked her.
My address is right here.
Okay. What's his name again?
Nathan Todd, John. That's a funny name. Y-A-Z-O-O City. And Jeff Young is there too.
He lives in the same town.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
Oh, do they live at the same house?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you think of anything else? about the old Porters that you've heard? Or?
No, that's about the story all I know.
That's about it.
That's about it. I wish I did know, but I just lost out. I've been gone too long. And I don't know, back there they didn't keep too much records, you know.
No.
It's not like it is now. It'd be nice if they had.
Yeah. What do you think about your Uncle Levi?
Well, he's a granddaughter and his family is wonderful.
Yeah.
But he kind of business, like I sat around, you know, we all this around him.
Yeah.
I can't remember when he died first or went back to Betty. I don't know. Maybe the reason he comes so much, he was lonely. I don't know. I know he comes stay with us all the time.
Well, what about his wife? Did she come with him?
She didn't come very much. I don't like that. And, but he would come and stay with us so much. And I just think she must have passed away. Maybe I've got studied about that. I don't know.
You think she'd already died?
Must have been, because he wouldn't have left her so much. He'd come stay 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Time. Ride a horse.
Huh. Had you ever been over to Levi Porter's place?
No.
You were never there?
I've probably been there, but never remembered. I've often wondered, they live back there somewhere. But, you know.
Yeah.
Back in from all of him, I guess, in there somewhere. I don't know where Uncle Ellis lives. I don't know.
You remember going to your other uncle's houses?
No, just Uncle Alex's house. We loafed there all the time.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Me and my brother.
Who, Jim?
Me and Jim.
Why would you go over there just to visit?
They had, Uncle Alex married Aunt Kate, and she had a girl and a boy just our ages.
Oh, she did?
And we went over the hill. We had a path over the hill to see him right over from our house, right over where he lived. Wasn't too far.
Yeah?
And we visit, see, and we go to church, and then we'd go home with them on Sunday. Next Sunday, they come home with us.
Yeah.
And that's about when school's about the only. And their schoolhouse where we went to school the last time I was back there, it's tore down. It was log school.
What, was that Rock Spring School?
Yeah.
Did you go to school there?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Until we moved to Hope Town.
Who was your teacher there? Do you remember?
I don't remember who taught there, but Mr. Fouch was a teacher when we moved to Hopetown.
Yeah.
I guess my brother taught school off back there.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Will did?
Yeah.
At Rock Springs?
And he taught singing school, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was that at Rock Springs?
Also? Yeah, that was a big thing, you know, to go to singing another night back there. He didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
So what was it? Something else.
How much land did your dad own there?
That old place?
The old place, yeah.
I think there's 300 acres or something, as I remember.
Did he buy it all at once, or did he buy it a piece at a time?
Oh, he bought it all at once, I guess. It didn't take very much to get it, so.
Yeah.
It could have been over that. That was an awful big farm.
What all did you raise on it? Corn or beans?
Yeah, corn and beans and hay and all like that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you raised what? See, there wasn't no bugs, and you didn't have no spray. You raised what you eat. You just
there wasn't any bugs.
There wasn't no bean bugs, you know, to eat your beans. Like, you got to spray, and you got to watch everything. Now we'd take a sack out in the field and pick a big sack of beans. They weren't a bug on them. Oh, we dread that so bad.
Why weren't there any bugs?
They just wasn't. Then wasn't any.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. They was nothing to spray with. You know, you didn't have to spray.
Yeah.
There was nothing to kill. We just raised it.
Did you? We walked up way up on the hill there behind the house. What used to be up there? It looked like there was a fence row and a lot of blackberry bushes and stuff.
Well, back up there, that was an orchard up there, a big orchard.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's come the hill was, it was sort of in tiers, you know?
Well, it just always that way.
That was natural.
And then right around this way, look, there's a big cliff stuck out over that too.
Yeah.
And that's where we kept our sheep. That's where sheep come in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they went back under there, just dry as it could be. It was dry. Mm-hmm.
Was that cellar behind the house? Was it there when you
Yeah, that's where we kept our milk.
It was?
And there's a little creek running right down through it. The water runs out of that hill, come through, kept it warm. But it never went dry.
Huh.
You set your milk down on that, covered up, you know, and that's when you didn't keep too long, but that's where you kept it.
Yeah.
So, John, he just he just loves anything like that, I tell you.
Yeah?
You get talking to him about that and he'll take time to listen.
Well, this old log house you talked about when your parents were first married, how far, where was it at again?
Well, you went to this first place.
Yeah.
I guess it's just right, you go straight on right up that way, and I guess it might be half a mile.
Half a mile.
Just right up there a little ways, but...
Keep going up the hollow
Just right up the hollow, uh-huh. And about halfway up there, then there was a spring over here at the right, and that's where we carried all of our water.
Yeah.
But they have, since that I've been there, they drilled a well and put a pump. I seen the pump there, and I thought, I guess they got the water. But you didn't have no wells, and you just spring or something, you current your water, that's the way you got it.
Well, how do you get back to that old, is it a path there, or?
It should be straight right on the hollow right up there. It's a path. I don't know how it is now. See, it may have grown up now. But there's no house there now.
Yeah.
They said my brother burned it down. I don't know. And there was a well there. I couldn't have made it go dry because it never did go dry. I don't know how. I just left and walked on up there, but there was so many of us. Jim's children was with us and all, and I didn't say nothing about it.
Yeah.
And we didn't go no further than the first old place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. And I pulled up me a little pine tree about 2 home with me.
Yeah.
When you go out, I'll show you. And one of them died, and Ruth took 2 home with her, and her and both died, but everything she sets out, she works all the time. She never goes back to it.
Yeah.
And his brother was here, and I had to sit out here at the house where the water dripped off. See, there's a creek right here, and Jim's daughter went right up on the hill and pulled them up and gave them. And they're kind of wet. They like a lot of water. And I wired and hit the road, and Clyde was here, well, his brother from Michigan. He said, you get out there and move that. He said, you know not to set that again, that well. And I said, well, he didn't run too well. And I said, I'll dig the hole if you'll do the boss. And he said, I'll boss you, get out. And we set that out, and that's the prettiest thing you ever seen.
Yeah?
You
remember seeing this old log house way back up there?
Oh, yeah, I've been there last time.
Well, what was it like? I mean, the little old one that was back up the holler.
Just one big log house room. And
yeah.
Right back a kitchen built, not up, and then there's upstairs. There's just 2 rooms. And you live downstairs and you slip upstairs.
Okay, that's not the one you live in.
No,
it's
the one up back there. There's the... I guess that's where my dad and mom lived when they got married.
Why did you think that?
Well, that was built before this one down here was built.
Yeah. It was.
Mm-hmm. And they come back there and they just went right out in the woods and they cleared out, the men did a logs and built them a home. That's the way you did it. You didn't. And people come in and help. Yeah, go and help you build a home, then you go help them build a home.
Yeah.
A big bunch of them, you know.
Yeah. Are you sure your parents lived there when they were first married?
Yeah, that's where they lived. I don't know if that's where they lived.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was one room downstairs and one room upstairs.
And a kitchen right back up, and right back the kitchen, and there was a big well. And they dug that well and they rocked it up. It was with big rocks all in it. And you drawed your water out and just throwed your bucket down the road and up she come.
Yeah? Was it real close to the house, or?
Just out the kitchen door, just a job. Yeah, I know where that. I've been there a long time. And
about how big was this cabin? Big as this room, or?
It was just a little bit bigger than this room, and then the kitchen didn't come up as high as that, and it was built out of logs.
Even the kitchen was out of logs too.
I guess it was. I don't know. Well, you didn't have no furniture much. That's plenty of room.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay electric bill and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
In that one up there, it looked like you had to go outside and go upstairs. Is that where it was?
This one, you went up in this big room. You went up this one, was you? No.
The one that we went to.
No, right. You didn't have it come up and went in the kitchen, but that was all tore down. They've changed that. I seen it when I was out there. I said, oh, that's not right. The kitchen was right along the side here and right over here that we went upstairs. There was two big rooms upstairs to that house.
Yeah.
But people, way back there, there was somebody come in there and a logging or something, and some old bachelors lived there a long time. It's been mussed up, and there was two big rooms downstairs and a big entry went right through there, you know, then a big porch right along here on that when I lived.
Yeah.
And we had our yard all peeled in, and you know what? How we kept our yard mowed down? Put a horse in there, turned a horse in.
Yeah.
Old Topsy.
Mm-hmm. Old Topsy, mm-hmm. Is that what his name was?
Mm-hmm. And he didn't have no, there wasn't a lawnmower.
Did you have horses or mules?
We had horses, and when we come over to the house town, we had two mules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many horses and cattle and stuff did you have?
Well, we had quite a few. Mm-hmm.
Horses, big, cattle,
and chickens? Mm-hmm, big red, mm-hmm, there's all kinds of chickens. Big red, great, big red cows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you had sheep too?
Yeah, we had a lot of sheep. Mm-hmm. And my uncle, he had goats. He raised goats all the time.
Who was that, Levi?
No, that was on my mother's side, Uncle Bill Cattle. Uncle Levi just had horses and a cow. Well, everybody had to have a cow or two cows, because you didn't have no milk. If you had children, it started to.
Yeah. Huh. Well, in this old log house, what was the stairway in it? Was it inside there?
The last one up the hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was inside. There was a kitchen door right here, and right over here we went upstairs. We went up there like that. They was built solid and real sturdy, but it's only slight difference. I'd love to have a log house.
Yeah, I guess they stay pretty warm, all that wood.
Then you don't have no paint and powder to do.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Did it have a fireplace in it?
Big fireplace, put big logs in that log. Mm-hmm.
Did it have one upstairs too? Or just,
no, just down.
Just the one.
But they took ashes and put over, and you kept fire. If you didn't, you was in bad luck. Yeah. So you kept fire from night to next morning, you built your fire. They know how to put those ashes. Did you ever see that?
Uh-huh.
They know how to put those ashes and build it up the next morning. You have to have a lot of kindling there, you know,
yeah,
to start your fire. And if it went out, you just...
Then
hardly everything made a match. You generally went to, you had a cool oil lamp, you generally went to bed just about dark. You know.
Yeah.
There was nowhere to go and there was nothing to do. So. And if you worked all day, got up early and worked all day, you felt like getting sick. But I'd just love to have some of them real old people sit down and listen and tell the story, the truth, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Talk to some of your dad and his brother.
Yeah. If they just had something like now, I'd have that recorded, wouldn't that have been nice?
Yeah, it would. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I noticed some of the pictures your dad, was it one of his eyes, was it crooked?
No. He had awful good eyesight. He was no too good a scribe, but you couldn't fool him in arithmetic. He got his education sitting on a log. They had logs in school, and they cut them, you know, that's where they went to school, didn't they?
You mean out in the open?
No, they had a little house, but they didn't have seats. They just took a tree, a log, and split it in two.
Oh, and that was their desktop?
No, that was what they sit on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he go to school at?
I guess he went back to Kentucky somewhere.
Yeah.
I think he's told us that. And had a little desk, a little homemade desk, something in front of him. Yeah. And the teacher didn't know much more than the children. That's right. I went out to Hogtown School and I couldn't work a problem. So I never was too good in fractions.
Yeah.
About all I know was 2 and 2 again. And got in fraction. And my teacher couldn't work it neither. And I said, I'll take it home tonight and work it. And I took it home. My dad worked it and I worked it and took it back to him. He just called. He was just gifted in that.
Yeah.
Huh. But Hogtown changed now and I went back there and my old house is gone, the store's gone. I don't waste time, I don't even like to go back.
Yeah.
Well, the place I have to go is down where you gym. But I'm going to go back when one of my grandson comes in, go with me to drive and I have a flat car.
Yeah. Well, you told us a lot we didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I wish I knowed all. I just go in and I knowed all of it. But I just...
I sent you one of these pictures that Now that was this Mary Dwelly here. That's Mary and Martha. And that was her daughter-in-law that had this picture. Lives in Mount Olivet, Kentucky. Had that old picture.
Things sure did change, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Things changed quick, too.
Do you go to church?
Yeah.
What church?
Up in Indiana.